This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got to tell you, I love the position that we conservatives find ourselves in. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I love it. We are feasting right now. We're having a great time. We are watching the Democrats eat their own, man. I mean, it is fratricide at a level that I've never seen. Never. Aside, I talked earlier in the broadcast. I said, Joe Biden made Hunter resign. They're issuing all kinds of, Joe Biden had nothing to do with this. Joe Biden, my dad had nothing to do with my, you know, illegal deals in Ukraine and all this, and we still stand by, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, it's a scramble over there, but it's so bad. Let me just tell you this. Bernie Sanders isn't even fighting against Joe Biden anymore. Nobody's fighting against Joe Biden. Joe Biden issued a communique about the upcoming debate, and he said, I don't want anyone to challenge me on Ukraine and China in the debate and bring up the stuff with my son. Don't worry, Joe. Nobody probably will. Because Joe is like a nobody now. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That is how you get a hold of me and the team, and we are somebodies. Yeah, we are somebodies, just as you are. Just as the people who have left the Democratic Party, you are as well. You want to know why you're somebody? Because you are a free-thinking, free-range American. I'm a free-range Negro. I'm going on tour with the free-range Negro tour. Let me tell you what that means. It means you are not contained. You're not in some cage getting fattened up with just everything. Here, eat this. And you know what your ultimate demise is when you're a captured, you know, chicken. Yeah, because there's free-range chickens and there's regular chickens. Now, some would say, no, Kevin, the free-range chickens end up on the same table as the other chickens. No, they don't. No, they don't. I can tell you what's going to happen to a captive chicken. Captive chickens sometimes commit suicide. But free-range chickens love it. And occasionally they may end up on a plate. Because, you know, one's too stupid, he's living, you know, in Argentina or something. For the most part, if you're a free-range chicken, you might just live, you might die a natural death. You might just be killed by a fox. Yeah. So we are free-range. We, and let me explain what that means politically. It means nobody's giving you, they're not force-feeding you a bunch of information. You just, you take in what you want, and what you don't want, you go, no, I don't accept that. I don't believe that. Many things you don't believe. Oh, by the way, there are many things you're starting to believe. I'll give you an example. You're starting to believe that Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee, right? You're starting to believe that? You're starting to believe that the Democrats are very desperate and they're making desperation moves. Not only on the candidate side where they, right now, Elizabeth Warren is the front runner. Are you guys aware of this? She's the front runner. She called herself a capitalist through her bones. This is the woman that said roads and bridges are the reason that companies have success. There are no successful companies without the government. But she calls herself a capitalist to her core. She's up 31% to 25% over Joe Biden in New Hampshire. Pulled even with in Iowa with Sanders close behind. While Biden has a lead in South Carolina. That was in the report on Sunday. It's going to change. It's going to jockey back and forth. But here's what I'll tell you. Joe Biden is kaput. I said it. Said it the other day. They said voters in early states suggested Warren would be best equipped to handle attacks from President Donald Trump. Slightly better than Sanders and Biden. I'm going to let you stew on that one for a second. They think Elizabeth Warren is the one who can best handle Donald Trump. She told a regional business organization, the New England Council, that she was a capitalist to her bones. She says her proposals are aimed at narrowing economic inequality. Let me tell you what. Elizabeth Warren has Google, Facebook, and Twitter conspiring against her for Trump. That's how bad she is. The woman thinks of herself as a capitalist. Yeah. And they say, she'll resonate. Let me tell you something. If you didn't like Hillary Clinton, you won't like Elizabeth Warren on steroids. And Trump is going to demolish her. Yeah. Sanders doesn't even...
I'm
telling you, people have written Biden off. I want you to understand, folks, we're not talking about a period of 2 years here. We're talking about a period of 3 months. How long since Joe Biden declared? 4 or 5 months, maybe, max? Has it been easy at any point? Have you ever felt comfortable? Oh, Joe, he's kicking butt, taking names. Let me ask you this. Let's go away from the candidates. Let's get to the Democratic Party. Have you felt like the Democrats have made any progress? Who was supposed to bring Trump down? Wasn't Stormy Daniels supposed to bring him down? Wasn't, what's his name, Cohen, the president's attorney, supposed to bring him down? Wasn't the whole specter of Russian conspiracy when they got Flynn and Papadopoulos and Manafort, none of whom had anything to do with election cheating? If I were their attorneys, I would be slicing my way through the court system. I would be on Adam Schiff. I would be suing people personally. By the way, the president's talking about doing that. So what do they got? They did all that. Then they had their, the super secret weapon that wasn't so secret, Bob Mueller, right? Bob Mueller's going to testify. He's going to deep, Trump is toast, man. And what happened to Bob Mueller? Anybody? Bob Mueller became the joke of D.C. He is a joke. Who's taking Bob Mueller seriously? Have you heard his name in any serious context? No, but let me tell you some names you have heard. A.G. Barr and John Durham. Those are names you've heard. Then you get the Democrats who try this new strategy of, oh, we're going to tie Trump to Ukraine. We're in time to Joe Biden's dirty little, mulatto child that he doesn't want to talk about from Ukraine, right? Yeah, we're going to tie him to that. That'll be Trump's fault. How's that working out for him? Joe Biden is gone. Joe Biden's political career will be over before the new year. You heard it here first on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. What's it gotten him? So now what? We're going to impeach him, man. Donald Trump's toast. He's going to be impeached. Impeach, impeach, impeach. He's going to be impeached. Impeach. He's obstruction. Whatever. Now he's really done it. Yeah, what's he done? Donald Trump has all but if he came out and said, I have done everything I can to get these stupid Democrats to impeach me, it wouldn't even be news to me. It wouldn't be news to you. He's done everything he can, and they won't do it. And there's a reason why. You'll know about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The rules are changing, folks. Fox News is no longer Fox News. Donald Trump's completely revamping the media structure. CNN was a perennial number one until Fox came along. Fox dominates them. Soon, Fox will not dominate the news. I predicted this for you guys. MSNBC, they're all suffering, and you're going to start to see a surge. And the question is, how long can that surge last? Can we maintain it? People are asking me this question, Kevin. Okay, we love Trump. What happens after Trump? What happens post-Trump? And I tell everybody, if you are betting on candidates, you are in the wrong business. We have a guy we can bet on right now, but who's going to replace him? Who's going to replace him? When I talk about bringing the black vote, it isn't bring the black vote to Trump. It's bring the black vote to conservatism. You talk about bringing over the LGBT vote, bring it over to conservatism. Bring the walkaway movement to conservatism, not to Trump. Trump is just your trumpeter. He's the one you can put in charge for the time being. But Donald Trump is doing everything he can to explain that he doesn't look at political ideology. He looks at your work, your success, what you believe in. He looks at your actions. I don't care what your D, your R, or your I is, as long as you follow what I believe to be good, solid, logical things that make this country better. And we have a guy that understands that and knows how to fight. But he's an anomaly. He's a Ronald Reagan. How long did we wait on Reagan? From the 80s till now. We've waited 30-something years, right? Reagan was elected in 80. We've waited 36 years until 2016. How long are you going to wait for another Trump? Let me put it to you this way. A lot longer. So we have to bring these Gen Zers, these millennials, and all these others. We got to bring them. This is our time to bring them. I was going to go into some more politics, but I'm going to talk about something else right now. Millennials leaving jobs in droves. Did you hear this story? Young people are spearheading mental health awareness at the workplace. That was the way this article started out. Because they're leaving jobs in droves. They said about half of millennials, 75% of Gen Zers, have quit their jobs for mental health reasons. This is a study that was conducted by Mindshare Partners, so you can look it up. Yeah, published in the Harvard Business Review. That's compared to just 20% of respondents overall who said they've voluntarily left the job in order to prioritize their mental health, emblematic of, quote, a shift in generational awareness, according to the report. For baby boomers, the number was the lowest, with less than 10% quitting a job for mental health reasons. Let me explain what quitting a job for mental health reasons means. It means you're just too weak to do your job. See, what Gen Zers and millennials don't understand is that with work comes accountability. People want to depend on you when they give you a task. These little snowflakes and buttercups can't understand that when somebody's paying them a check, they have an expectation of your performance and it to be good. Millennials are like, oh, I gotta leave. They expected me to be at work on time. This really sucks. I didn't realize they wanted me there on time. I didn't realize they wanted me to stay all day. I didn't realize that I couldn't bring all my kids and it didn't pay all my bills and, you know, I wasn't going to get taxed and I don't get a livable wage. And, oh, by the way, I got a mean-spirited email that told me blah, blah, blah. I mean, they are the biggest bunch of whiners as a generation of kids. I'm not saying they all are because there's some good kids in them, some that we raised. But most of them, man, I wouldn't give you 2 cents in Guatemalan pesos. You know what I'm saying? They're not worth it. Worthless. And so now they got a new excuse, my mental health. And it was like the girl whose dad got her arrested because she stole the car. He goes, you can't have this car anymore. You have abused it. You've wrecked it. You don't do maintenance on it. So when she took the car again, the cops arrested her, and she was all, and then her final thing was, well, call my daddy. And the cop said, hey, I'd love to call your daddy, but he's the one that reported the car stolen. And I was thinking, daddy, tough love, way too late. Tough love. One of her things was, who's going to take care of my cats if I go to jail? Because she was going to jail. Who's going to take care of my cats? I don't know. Maybe you should get a maid or a cat sitter or home sitter or one of these other services. Because let's just put it this way. You won't be taking care of your cats, at least not for the next few days. Yep, come as no surprise, they say, younger generations are paving the way for the destigmatization of mental health. A Wall Street Journal article published in March labeled millennials the therapy generation, as today's 20s and 30-somethings are more likely to turn to therapy with fewer reservations than young people in previous eras did. Now, I will tell you, if you are having problems and you want to talk to somebody that is objective, and you don't want to feel, if you go to a friend, you might feel like they're judging you. You want someone that just says, how's it make you feel? And maybe it's something you want to share, and you can't share with the people that are closest to you. It's a shame if you can't, by the way. It means you need to evaluate your life. But anyway, if you need therapy, I'm all for it. I have been to therapy. I have been to marriage counseling years ago, girlfriend counseling. I've been to me counseling and all kinds of stuff, trying to understand some of my motivations and things like that. Nothing wrong with that. The problem is These guys want people to fix what's not even. They want you to fix a situation that just common sense can fix. You know, you're fat because you overeat and you don't work out. Sometimes. Now, don't misunderstand me. There are people that are big because they got issues. They got thyroid and whatever else. But for the most part, you have no self-control. You don't seem to care about your weight or your health. And that's the reason why you've picked up weight. It's pretty simple. I mean, I've gained weight. When I gain weight, I don't look in the mirror and go, oh my gosh, it's awful what these restaurants do. How does food do this to me? You're so bad, food. I go, dude, get off the stick. Drop that 10 pounds. I know it's tougher than it used to be when you were 30, but you can do it. And then I tell myself, it's part of work. I say, don't get up and start doing the show. Don't get up and go do a radio interview or whatever. If you don't get up and set your time of this is when I'm going to do part of my job. If I'm on TV, you know, TV. You go on TV, believe me, you do look like a porker. The TV puts weight on you. There's no question. So I remember telling myself, dude, you're looking fat on TV. You got to get on the stick. I didn't need anybody telling me. I need some girl going, oh, you know, you used to be cute. Now you big. Not that I would have cared, but I'm just saying, I don't need you telling me. I got a look that I'm comfortable with, the weight that I'm comfortable at. But millennials, well, I will tell you a true story. A friend of mine believes that she was overlooked for a promotion because she had lost weight. No lie. Cute girl. I said, why would you lose? You lose weight, you look better. And, you know, cute girl, she goes, I think they're holding it against me. And that was what she did. So she gained weight in order to get over that. That's the millennials.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The latest Democratic presidential debate is set for Tuesday night in Ohio, with a dozen presidential candidates set to take the stage. Aside from the frontrunners, such as former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, many Americans will also get their first look at wealthy businessman Tom Steyer, who's also running for president. Fort Worth, Texas Police Chief Ed Kraus says he wants his city to know that he understands their frustrations over the death of Atiana Jefferson. Former police officer Aaron Dean has been arrested and charged with Jefferson's murder. Former assistant district attorney Andrew Stoltman tells Fox News, though, we need to remember one thing.
You have someone pointing a gun at a police officer at 2:23 in the morning in a really, really bad neighborhood. He shoots. Should he have identified himself? Of course.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Political tide is shifting for a variety of reasons. One that's a big deal, Fox News. Donald Trump has begun calling out Fox News. There was a poll they did a while back, and it said something like 55% of the people now want Trump impeached, and it changed in a matter of days. And to be honest with you, it's total BS. So then the Gateway pundit, a friend of mine, Jim Hoft, reports that the thing was so shifted towards Democrats, it was ridiculous. It was like 48% Democrats, 34% Republicans, and then other. And for the so other was supposed to be independents and, you know, didn't get declared and things like this. Trust me, whatever the differential was for other, the majority of that was Democrats too. Fox News is not what it used to be. And there are still people that dote on it. Friends of mine. Kevin, we miss you on Fox News. We keep it on all the time and hope you are. I'm like, you know, hopes I'm going to be on it. I'm like, guys, you do know they fired me two Septembers ago for telling the truth. I'm not going to be on Fox News. You know, oh, well, we just love Fox News. You know, it's almost become like a religion to them. And I'm going, they're not like they used to be. Speaking of which, what's-his-face is gone, Shepard Smith. Abruptly quits. Why? Because he and Tucker Carlson were in a battle, and Tucker Carlson obviously won. That's good news, that it was a battle between a blatant leftist and Tucker Carlson won. So there's still something over there that they get. Maybe it's just Tucker's numbers are good. I don't know, because I don't think they really care about his ideology. But Shepard Smith is gone. Good riddance, Shepard Smith. But Donald Trump recognizes it, says Fox News is almost, it's so much more different than it used to be in the good old days with people like Andrew Napolitano, who wanted to be a Supreme Court justice and I turned him down. He's been terrible ever since. Shep Smith, Donna Brazile, who gave Crooked Hillary the debate questions, got fired from CNN and others. Fox News doesn't deliver for the for us anymore. I thought it was U.S., but for us. So different than it used to be. That was what the president said about Fox News. I already told you guys. Look back months ago, the president for the very first time tweeted about OANN. And I don't know what that stands for, like something America's Original American News Network or something like that. But anyway, OANN. Started tweeting about that. Then he did it again later on. And then he's been going after Fox little by little. And, you know, I don't know if Fox thinks that by doing what they're doing and bringing all these lefties in, that they're going to bring over the CNN and MSNBC audience and play middle of the road. I'm telling you, they're losing a massive audience. I don't know if the Blaze is going to pick some up, because a couple of my friends, guys actually used to work for me, now work over there. Good, solid guys. So I hope Glenn Beck is able to make a comeback, because he certainly got his sanity back now that he's pro-Trump. I don't mind if he makes a comeback. But all I'm telling you is this. The landscape of media is shifting, and it is going to shift every day. Over the next 5 years, you're going to see a media shift of massive proportion. And Donald Trump's already letting you in on it. It was like when Ron Kirk, the mayor of Dallas, he went to work for the Obama administration. But when he was mayor, my brother and I went to a thing, you know, gathering of the mayor. And he was, black folks were like, what you going to do for us? And he says, look, I'm going to develop this land along the Trinity River. And, you know, we want Dallas to be a showpiece when you come in. You're going to see this land get developed. And he's going on and on talking about this development on the Trinity River. He's getting all the businesses to get into it and all that. And every time he said, he'd end it up, black people go, yeah, but what's in it for me? What's in it for me? And then Ron Kirk finally said, y'all, I mean, he didn't say it this way, but this is what he was essentially saying. He was like, all right, y'all silly Negroes, I've been telling you, we're about to develop land along the Trinity River. You either going to get some land on the Trinity River, or you're going to figure out what you can do to support that, but I'm giving you the key to the kingdom. I'm telling you, I'm tipping the hand. There was a whole room full of black folks, all complaining. Yeah. I just remember that. I don't know why I even put it into there in context, but yeah. Anyway, Donald Trump is tipping his hand. That's what I was doing, kind of what media is, what's going to happen with media. He's moving to OAN. There's going to be others that he will eventually support. And the media networks that can ride this wave will be fine. And there's a couple of them out there. It won't be Newsmax because they are a lefty owned by Chris Ruddy. Chris Ruddy's a leftist. But anyway, Donald Trump criticized Fox. And I'm telling you, that's a big deal. Here's the other thing I want to talk to you about. Biden and his connection to the whistleblower. I'm just telling you how the political landscape is changing. Biden's got a connection to this guy. So does Romney. So does Hillary Clinton. Here's what this article reads. There's been much speculation since it was revealed that the CIA employee who lodged the whistleblower complaint over President Trump's request that the Ukraine investigate former Vice President Joe Biden had a professional relationship with one of the 2020 candidates. Well, Washington Examiner's Byron York reported, the IG said the whistleblower worked or had some professional relationship with one of the Democratic candidates. The Washington Examiner, according to intelligence officers and former White House officials, the Democratic candidate with whom the CIA whistleblower has a professional tie is Joe Biden. Is anybody shocked by this revelation? From everything we know about the whistleblower and his work in the executive branch then, there is absolutely no doubt he would have been working with Biden when he was vice president. This is what they were reported in the Washington Examiner. So Biden is connected to this guy, and I've already talked about him having Hunter step down from his sweet gig. So a registered Democrat on the CIA's payroll, previously worked with Biden, went to Adam Schiff's committee, who referred him to a Democratic operative attorney who helped him file a whistleblower complaint about Trump attempting to uncover Biden's corruption on a form which was altered to allow secondhand information, and they want you to believe that Donald Trump has done something wrong. Not they. Now, there's another story lingering out there, that Biden was paid to lobby for Burisma. This is according to Ukrainians MP Andrea Derkach. Former Vice President Joe Biden was paid $900,000 for lobbying activities from Burisma Holdings. The document was publicized by Derkach during a press conference last Wednesday at the Interfax Ukraine agency, noting that the records, quote, describe the mechanism of getting money by Biden Sr. This was a transfer of Burisma Group's funds for lobbying activities, as investigators believe, personally to Joe Biden through a lobbying company. Funds in the amount of $900,000 were transferred to a U.S.-based company called Rosemont Seneca Partners, which, according to open sources, and particularly the New York Times, is affiliated with Biden. The payment reference was payment for consultative services, Derkach says. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I'm telling you what I read. That was exactly verbatim what I read. But in Zero Hedge. But let me say this. If indeed it is the case, it'll be easy to figure out. Joe Biden is no genius. He doesn't know how to cover his tracks. And more importantly, the Democrats are no longer going to help him cover his tracks. They may very well put down more breadcrumbs for you to follow. Dark Hatch also explained that large sums of money were also distributed to Bariza representatives like Biden's son. According to documents, I'm reading this is his statement. Burisma paid no less than $16 million to former Polish president who became an independent director of Burisma Holdings in 2014. His name was Alexander Kwasniewski. Chairman of Burisma Board of Independent Directors, Alan Anter, Burisma Independent Director, Devin Archer, and Hunter Biden, who joined the Burisma Board of Directors in 2014. See, Biden thinks he's going to get away with this because he's used to seeing Democrats get away with this stuff. But he's not going to. He added this, Durkacz, using political and economic levelers of influencing Ukrainian authorities and manipulating the issues of providing financial aid to Ukraine, Joe Biden actively assisted closing criminal cases into the activity of former Ukrainian ecology minister Mykola Zhukovsky, who is the founder and owner of Burisma Group. Biden's fifth visit to Kyiv on December 7th through 8th of 2015 was devoted to making a decision in the resignation of then Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin over the case of Zolchevsky and Burisma. Loan guarantees worth $1 billion that the U.S. was to give to Ukraine was the point of pressure. Biden himself admitted exerting this pressure, Durkacz said. Let me put it another way. Ukraine is finally going, you're not going to besmirch us. You're not getting away with this. We know exactly what's going on. And he's putting the puzzle pieces together. Not that we need it. Because if you have a brain in your head, you know exactly what happened. But I'm explaining it because I want you to understand all the things that are leading up to this. For example, Schiff met with the whistleblower, and he's in trouble for that. He thinks he's going to smooth that over with some other smooth stylings and dealings. That's not going to go away. Democrats
this is the
trouble.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
For those of you who are complaining that Baby Black Jesus got no support from Republicans when he was president, I give you the spawn of Satan and the Pekingese dog from the Men in Black. That would be Adam Schiff. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. The lying skank by the name of Adam Schiff makes Blasey Ford look credible. I have a question for you scumbag leftists. How long do you think Adam Schiff believes he can continue his damned and dogged pursuit of an innocent man? Didn't Schiff promise to provide evidence of Donald Trump's collusion with the Russians? And while Schiff believes we've forgotten about this little declaration, he moved to the Ukraine nonsense. And now the Democrats are starting to question his motives. Well, let me say this to you, brain-dead moron Democrats. What took you so long? Huh? In case Adam Smith, Schiff rather, has missed the memo, he's a new scapegoat. Democrats gave that clown a leash and he hung himself. They know what's going on. They know this dude met with the whistleblower. I can't wait for him to testify in front of his own committee or some other committee, maybe a Senate committee, when he gets subpoenaed and it's declared, hey, if you don't respond to this subpoena, it is in effect an admission of guilt. I'm talking about the tide shifting, folks, how Donald Trump gets up every morning, puts on his Superman outfit underneath that suit and says, I dare you, Democrats, start firing away. Watch the man of steel, watch bullets bounce off of me. Some of the Democrats are starting to get it. They understand it. Let me tell you why Donald Trump is what I like to call bulletproof. It isn't because he's such a great guy. It isn't because, you know, he was a reality show guy or a billionaire. You want to know what Donald Trump, the number one thing Donald Trump has on his side? You already know the answer. He has the truth. Democrats are not used to somebody who's willing to stand up on principle and fight for the truth. That's what Donald Trump's willing to do. So what else did we learn? We learned that Mueller wanted a job. Multiple administration officials said that when Robert Mueller met with Trump back in May of 2017, he was pursuing the open post as the director of the FBI, something the former Russia probe special counsel denied under oath during congressional testimony over the summer. Now people are going, nope, he did. He wanted the job. I'm telling you, folks, the tide is changing. It's changing. So now I don't care one way or the other if he wanted the job, but why did he lie about it? Maybe he was a bit vindictive. What else we got? Donald Trump brought up something very scary to the Democrats. Maybe it went unnoticed on you. In his telephone conversation with Vladimir Zelensky, President Trump requested Ukraine's help, rather, in getting to the bottom of the Russian collusion narrative and the role of CrowdStrike, private security company, propagating the story. Lost in this volcanic eruption of faux outrage and condemnation that was aimed at the president and the wholly owned media subsidiary, this reference to CrowdStrike indicates that the Justice Department investigation of the counterintelligence operation against candidate and then President-elect Trump may be hot on the trail of exposing what would be the seminal lie of the DNC when the computer server got hacked. So let me give you some timelines. June 12, 2016, WikiLeaks announced it would soon release some of the stolen computer files pertinent to this Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. 2 days later, CrowdStrike, working with the DNC, announced that it detected Russian malware on the DNC server. Next day, self-described Romanian hacker Gussifer claimed he was a WikiLeaks source and had hacked the DNC server. He then posted the online DNC computer files that contained metadata that indicated Russian involvement in the hack. On July 22nd, keep in mind, this is over a month later, just days before the DNC convention, WikiLeaks published approximately 20,000 DNC emails. They embarrassed Hillary Clinton. They showed that the DNC had secretly collaborated with her campaign to promote her candidacy over Bernie Sanders. It caused serious political damage at the DNC convention. Then after the convention, Jennifer Palmieri, Clinton's public relations chief, said in March of 2017 in the Washington Post, she said she worked assiduously during the nominating convention to get the press to focus on the prospect that Russia had not only hacked and had stolen emails from the DNC, but it had done so with the help of Donald Trump and to hurt Hillary. And in their breathless coverage of this story, they downplayed a very odd behavior by the DNC, the so-called victim. When the Department of Homeland Security and FBI learned of the hack, they asked to examine the server. If you recall, the DNC refused. Now, how can you say I've been wronged, but you're the victim of a crime and you don't want to cooperate with the people who are going to investigate the crime? So what was it afraid of the server's contents that would discredit this Russian hacking story? The answer to that comes to a July 17 memorandum to President Trump by the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. They call them VIPs, an organization of former CIA, FBI, National Security Agency, military officers, and tech experts. VIPS has a well-established record of debunking questionable intelligence assessments, and I can go on and explain to you all the other stuff, but here's what I'm going to get to the cut to the chase on. VIPS essentially said that the DNC couldn't have been hacked. The information was released via a thumb drive. It had to be, and here's why. Because a thumb drive is going to download much faster than you could over a system that's if they're trying to hack you. You're going to download to a thumb drive a lot quicker. It's direct access to the server. They proved through whatever forensic stuff that they did that that is the way it occurred. So in other words, it speaks more to the Seth Rich thing, the guy who was killed supposedly because he's the one who put the thumb drive in there and got the data. That's what this really points to. But more importantly, It asks a very much more simpler question. You're the DNC, you get hacked. You say, the FBI says, look, we can look at this and find out how you got hacked. And they go, no, it's okay. We got a third-party source. Company called, here's the magic name, CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike will do it. So then CrowdStrike does its analysis, says, oh, indeed, they were hacked. The FBI doesn't even question it. Doesn't question it. They say, yeah. No problem. They were hacked. And they got all the timestamps for this stuff, folks. Everything. Comey was asked whether he had access to the actual hardware that was hacked. He replied under oath, in the case of the DNC, we did not have access to the devices themselves. We got relevant forensic information from a private party, a high-class entity that had done the work. Since when have you ever heard of the FBI looking into something of that magnitude and saying, we're okay with a third-party assessment of that? Hadn't even looked at it. Couldn't even follow up on what they did. How many times? Yeah. Me either. Senator Burr asked Comey, but no content? Isn't content an important part of forensics from a counterintelligence standpoint? Comey answered, it is, although what was briefed to me by my folks is that they had gotten the information from the private party that they needed to understand the intrusion by the spring of 2016. Now, there were allegations of the Russians hacking that resulted in this increased tensions between the U.S. and Russia, etc., etc. Why would the FBI be so willing to rely on the word of CrowdStrike? That's what the guy asked in his article. Weren't the stakes high enough to mandate the FBI use best practice of conducting its own forensic examination of the DNC computers? And then came the investigation by Special Counsel Mueller and his band of Hillary Clinton sycophants. On March of 2019, a month before the Mueller report was released, VIPS submitted a memorandum to the Attorney General in which they accurately predicted that Mueller would choose to finesse the key issue of whether or not the Russians hacked the DNC computers by relying on a purported analysis by CrowdStrike. VIPS stated that direct access to the computers is the first requirement in any forensic analysis. They says, they proved the data had been transferred to an external device like a thumb drive before WikiLeaks posted them. And after explaining how what they call a FAT system, if you know what that is, a file allocation table. And so they explained how all that worked and said there's no way the FBI could sign off on something like that without, you know, doing a complete analysis. But Comey was ready to sign off, so was Mueller. Let me just say this, folks. There's a Ukrainian bomb waiting to detonate. It's going to be bad news. I talked about this earlier. Maybe another day, and it was an article a buddy of mine wrote. He says the Democrats increasingly resemble those wannabe jihadis who blow themselves to rags by mishandling homemade explosives. The animus is so that they consistently underestimate the danger to themselves presented by bombshell revelations when managed with insufficient care. The already questionable credibility of Elizabeth Warren was damaged by the now-debunked New York Times story that she precipitously demanded the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. And he goes on to talk about all the other impulses. These guys are jihadis. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.